This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The King Soopers grocery store strike is on its sixth day today after negotiations continued over the weekend. In a video message to workers, Union President Kim Cordova described the negotiations as unproductive.
We have told the company that we're here. We agreed to come to negotiations. We expect them to sit down and to bargain in good faith.
On Sunday, in a sign of support for King Soopers workers, the Teamsters Union said they would not cross the picket line when making deliveries. Negotiations are expected to continue this afternoon. One of the nation's largest student loan providers will pay more than $35 million in debt relief to 1,300 Coloradans. The payments are part of the settlement with the state attorney generals across the country. Navient is accused of deceptive and predatory student loan practices. Loan borrowers eligible for relief will receive a notice from the company. Navient is also required to pay the state $650,000 for future consumer protection efforts. Colorado's high school graduation rates saw a slight dip this past year. Statewide, 81% of the class of 2021 graduated on time last spring. It's the first time in a decade that the state's graduation rate didn't increase. But education officials say it's a relief that the rate stayed nearly the same as the previous year, given pandemic disruptions. It's been a pretty mild day around the state. Things will get chilly come Wednesday. Many places around Colorado won't get above freezing. This is CPR News.